NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us. Juan, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And as Brian Ehler just reviewed for us, Alexander Haig's career was a lot more than that one line he uttered about being in control here at the White House pending the return of the vice president. How do you assess the resonance of his career right now?
Well, I think there are three things that stand out as sort of brass tacks. One would be Vietnam. As you heard in Brian's report, he fought in Vietnam, rose to become a battalion commander, in fact, and then became Henry Kissinger, then the National Security Advisor's top military advisor with regard to Vietnam, and negotiated or helped to set up the terms of negotiation for the end of the war, return of prisoners of war from Vietnam. The second thing is Watergate, his role there. He becomes the de facto president of the United States for a good time as President Nixon is preoccupied with Watergate. It's Haig who's running the White House for a good while there and then helps to persuade the president not only in terms of the resignation but to persuade President Ford that he should pardon him. Again, another major moment in history. And then finally, as Secretary of State, he was such a hard-line anti-communist, hard on the Soviet Union, extending into his attitude towards Afghanistan, for example. And that led him into really hard fights where he was seen as dogmatic.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.